What's up, guys? Still driving on my way home. I was thinking about an old teacher I had, Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds used to work in IT. This is back in the day when IT was hot shit, big money. Back in the, like, 90s, and he probably worked in it back in the 80s because he had become a teacher. So my man became, my teacher here became IT. His first job, he was doing very well, working on getting into management, him and another guy, and some other guys were in competition for this job. He goes to the bathroom feeling sick, and he goes in the bathroom for about 20, 30 minutes. Comes out, freshens up, looking good. Boss calls him in the office. Wants to know why he took 30 minutes in the bathroom break. He says, well, you know, I was sick, you know, it's no big deal, you know. And, it, you know, I had a conversation about him being sick, and he didn't, you know, he straightened himself up, but, he could see he was sick, he wasn't feeling too hot. And, you know, it wasn't a big deal. But during the course of the conversation, he found out that his co-workers were counting the time he went to the bathroom in competition for this job. And ever since I heard that, it made me realize that no matter what money he was making way more than he would have being a teacher. But when he became a teacher, he had peace of mind. That was what he wanted to do. He was happy to do it. And he was also happy to not be in an environment where people watch and count the minutes when you go to piss. And sometimes we in truck drivers sometimes forget that. That, yeah, we may not make that $300,000, $400,000 a year. But there are perks to having our freedom. And we do have it. I know after a decade, I can only open a business at this point in my life if I leave trucking, because I can't go back through the corporate bullshit. I can barely deal with the corporate bullshit I deal with, you know, working where I work right now and being day cab. You know, I can't deal with day-to-day silliness. It drives me crazy. Yeah. You know, we got dispatchers that can't work, but they buddy-buddy with somebody else. It's like, you know, it's crazy in offices, man. But that's just something to think about, dude. When you guys complain about the game and bitch and moan sometimes, you need to remember, man, just take a second and remember, live in the moment, my brother. And remember, you're a truck driver. You don't have a cubicle. You wake up every morning to the bright, sun-shining sky and fresh air. Right. And, you know, what a blessing, man. What a job, bro. What a job to wake up like that. I got on my Facebook account, I haven't logged in Facebook in 4 or 5 months, but on my Facebook account, I put up a group of pictures called My Cubicle. And My Cubicle is just pictures of landmarks and beautiful deserts. And it's like, dude, if I can make $40,000, just big kin, the way I look at it, $40,000 a year, what some people make with overtime, I can make that, go home every night, and when I go to work, you know, if it's a morning shift, I can watch the sunrise. To me, bruh, it just don't get no better than that, you know. If trucking's a drug, man, I'm the fiend, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd drop that little nugget of knowledge for you. Talk to you later.